Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. It is time to get real. The Texas Tribune reports that Texas General Land Office Commissioner Don Buckingham is offering President-elect Donald Trump a 1,400-acre ranch in Starr County, which is right next to the border with Mexico, as a site to build concentration camps for Donald Trump's promised mass deportation of residents of the United States of America. The concentration camps will imprison many undocumented immigrants, but will also imprison documented immigrants working under legal arrangements that will be canceled by the Trump administration, as well as American citizens who are the children of immigrants. Donald Trump has confirmed since the election that he will indeed use the U.S. military to round up massive numbers of people living in the United States and take them to concentration camps. Imagine a concentration camp 1,400 acres in size. Imagine the number of people such a concentration camp could hold. Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham said in a letter to Donald Trump that Texas is, quote, fully prepared, unquote, to, quote, allow a facility to be built for the processing, detention, and coordination, unquote, to imprison millions of people, between 10 and 20 million people, currently living in the United States. You can call these people whatever names you want. These are your neighbors. These are your neighbors. In February of this year, the Arizona Republic reported that Stephen Miller, who Donald Trump has now selected to become the White House Deputy Chief of Policy, announced a plan to use National Guard troops from states controlled by Republican governors to invade states controlled by Democratic governors in order to seize millions of residents and take them to concentration camps. This is a plan to split the American military into factions that are Republican loyal and Democrat loyal. It's a recipe for civil war. And there are signs that groups are organizing even in Democrat-majority states to assist in the execution of Donald Trump's plans to place massive numbers of U.S. residents into concentration camps in places like Texas. In some cases, these signs are literally signs. In the week before Election Day, for example, signs appeared across New York State, a Democratic Party stronghold. These signs carried a message reading, quote, "No legal rights for illegal immigrants," unquote. This sign also carried a small notification in text declaring that the signs had been produced by the New York Republican State Committee. In the United States of America, in the USA that we have known, all people have legal rights. Yes, American citizens have legal rights, but so do non-citizens. All people within the borders of the USA are protected by the Constitution and the laws that the Constitution has established through acts of Congress and state legislatures, the creation of state governments. All people within the borders of the USA are protected by this system of law, whether they have been accused of criminal activity or not. In fact, we have legal rights in this country that are specifically designed to protect people who have been accused of criminal activity. And yet here is the Republican Party of New York State declaring that some people should not have those rights anymore, that some people must not be protected from unjust accusations. What the New York Republican State Committee announced with those signs is that the Republicans in New York State are seeking to overturn the Constitution of the United States itself. And they're doing it in order to create new classes of people who have no legal rights at all. And what that suggests is that Donald Trump and the Republican Party intend to imprison large numbers of people in concentration camps like the one proposed by the State of Texas General Land Office and keep people there without recognizing their habeas corpus rights, their rights to due process of law, the right to protection from cruel and unusual punishment, the right to a fair trial, and their rights under current U.S. immigration law and international treaties. You take away those rights, and you put millions of people into a prison camp in rural, isolated Texas, with a bunch of young National Guard troops who haven't been trained in the law. And what do you think is going to happen there? In order to create concentration camps in the United States, Republicans following Donald Trump are planning to end the rule of law. These lawless concentration camps are just one example of what we mean when we use the word fascist to describe the government now being prepared by Donald Trump and his followers. The fascists, and yeah, that's what they are, they are developing specific plans to execute on their threats. They're doing this right now with unregulated amounts of money coming not just from big corporations and wealthy individuals, but from foreign countries. These transition plans could be funded by Vladimir Putin, for all that we know. We also need to use the term Christian nationalist to describe these plans, because Christian nationalism is the ideological foundation that is being used to justify the destruction of the Constitution and the rule of law in the United States. Donald Trump and his followers claim that their loyalty to the Christian God and the rules described in the Christian Bible can be used to overrule any law in the United States. And, you know, Christianity does not forbid concentration camps. The Christian Bible does not provide for habeas corpus rights or protection from punishment without due process of law. In fact, the Christian Bible describes many incidents in which the Christian God fully endorses the violation of such rights. You know, Christian nationalists have been saying for a while now that Christianity is the basis of law in the United States, not the Constitution. But, you know, until this particular moment, that has not been true. It has been a lie. Will it be a lie? Are we going to allow them to make it the truth? The Constitution of the United States of America, not Christianity, has been our protection. It has been the document, the system of law that has kept us from tyranny, not the Bible. It's the Constitution that established the right to a fair trial, protections from cruel and unusual punishments, and a legislative and judicial system with professionals who are dedicated to the protection of the rights of all people, whether they are citizens or not. But Donald Trump has been working for years to destroy that system. And now he is poised with his boot on its neck to extinguish the life of liberty in the United States. Christianity allows for authoritarianism. The Constitution does not. And we have a choice to make. Donald Trump has promised to terminate the Constitution and to give power to Christian leaders instead. Donald Trump knows that he can use Christian faith, Christian nationalism, as an excuse to impose totalitarian fascism in the USA and claim to be the defender of morality as he does so. Already, Republicans are taking concrete action to prepare Christian nationalist concentration camps. And we don't have long to prepare before those plans go into action. In less than 2 months from this day, Donald Trump will have the power that he needs to build that 1,400-acre concentration camp in Starr County, Texas, and to begin to imprison massive numbers of people there. I know that you probably feel exhausted with politics right now. But you know something? This is not about politics. This is about how we are going to treat our neighbors. And this is about the basic survival of the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the freedoms that you have known ever since you were a child. This is about the creation of massive concentration camps that exist outside the law right here in our own country to imprison your neighbors. Maybe to imprison you. This is not about politics and whether you're tired of paying attention to the news. This is not a time for self-care. Because this is about fascism. This is a time we need to think about caring for others and protecting our neighbors. This is a time when you need to decide, what are you going to do about it? Now is the time for you to decide whether you're going to be one of those people who stand up to fascism, or instead, if you will be one of the people who did nothing and then pretended not to know what was going on. Because you were busy. Because you were engaged in self-care. This is not a drill. This is a time to get organized. If you can find just even one other person who does not agree with a new fascist regime, you can begin to get ready with that person for what happens where you are. As a next step, from there, you can begin to find other people who are willing to take a stand. Right now, the United States of America is filled with people who feel paralyzed. They feel powerless, they don't know what to do, and they're waiting for someone else to say, let's get started. And maybe we don't know where to start right now. Maybe we don't know what to do because we were not raised to live in a country like this. But now is the time to decide. Which side are you on? Are you with the fascists, or are you against them? Which side are you on?